especially all on the road.
I got chili waiting for me.
Oh, you do? I think I have topics. Okay, it is 6 o'clock p.m. on Tuesday, December 30th, 2025. We'll call the Common Council meeting to order. Let's stand and say the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Varga.
Here.
Romano.
Here.
Weigle.
Here.
Bachman.
Here.
Adamson.
Present.
In front of you are the minutes from our last meeting on December 9th. Were there any changes or corrections? Hearing none, can I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Jennifer, seconded by Tad. Further discussion? All those in favor show the usual sign. It is unanimous. Next up is a public hearing for the vacation of Public Way. Ballards, do you want to come up and talk about what you want to do? Mark, you want to? Because I'm trying to remember. Last time you were here, I think you went in front of Board of Works, right? Not in front of Council.
Yeah.
I think you're in front of Board. So you want to explain to Council what you are asking for?
Oh, just a small piece of property.
Sorry, name and address for
Mark Ballard, 415 Hannah Street.
Okay.
Just a small corner of property adjacent to ours.
So it looks like it's, 0.16 acre,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah.
It's right at the corner there of Ohio Street and Hannah Street. The Ballards, how long have you guys lived there? Forever and a day.
Yeah, 30-some
right?
years.
I was going to say.
35,
so
I think.
There's a corner property right next to it. It doesn't go anywhere. It actually, you can see on the survey there, it actually kind of dead ends at their property.
Yeah.
It was originally, I believe, platted for an alley at some point, but that alley, if it ever came to be, would stop at somebody else's property before it went anywhere. Actually, if you follow this track north, you'll end up hitting the river. So it doesn't really go anywhere. I know,
so there's like a 35-foot drop back there. So.
Yeah, yeah. It's again, real small property. Nobody accesses anything from there. You guys have taken care of it for many, many years at this point.
I can remember trying to draw that forever. Like, I need a survey or something.
Yeah.
Because I couldn't find anything in the history of how I could draw that to make it fit right. Mm-hmm. Well, now we got a survey.
Yeah.
You know, we could, everybody votes to give it to you, so it has to be used.
Yeah.
In the way it posted.
What questions do you have, Mark? Any questions from the council?
What are your intentions for it? Is it?
Well, we already actually have a fence across, and it's been up there, or a portion of it, for like 25 years. But that'll give us more access to the backyard. I'd actually like to put a garage in the backyard.
I just know that over the years it's been somewhat of an eyesore of vehicles and.
Well, that's why I want to put the garage out back
like
and.
A scrapyard than it is.
I kind of take offense to that, but everybody, we race, we.
I just know there's been vehicles there that have sat there for a long time.
Yeah, like I said, contrary to popular belief on what you see on TV, you don't restore or rebuild a car in a week unless you've got $100,000 you want to throw out at it, but. We actually want to try to put a building up out back to put them in.
Yeah. Just wondering if there might be another way of getting an encroachment agreement or something that we wouldn't be giving up right away. Not knowing what future would do, you know, with the trail being back there, if we needed to do a connection to the trail or something.
There's no way to connect it to the trail.
There's no other real way to connect to. That's the shortest distance between what we would have and the property of how if that were ever to come to fruition.
Assuming that you'd be crossing the Clifford's property to get to the trail.
Yeah,
is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Not that that would ever come to fruition.
Sure. I get what you're saying. I know that I think this actually may have came up because our ordinance enforcement coordinator started having conversations about it, and I think he was the one maybe that would suggested that
do this.
Because I think there's also similar ordinance things with the property next door as well. So obviously, it's the council's wish what you want to do with this. I will say what Board of Works. I think Board of Works gave a favorable recommendation, but certainly it's the council's choice as to what you want to do on this vacation. Obviously, I'm not asking you to vote now because we have to do the public hearing first, but then obviously in the resolution, that's where. But since Mark's up here right now, if you want to.
I thought this was the public hearing, I guess.
It is a public hearing.
I said we put it in the paper and.
Yes, this is the public hearing. So what we'll do is we'll recess the council meeting here in a moment and then open it up for the public. But
oh, okay.
The public. I didn't. I always want to give you the first opportunity to describe what you want to do, and if they have questions, they can ask that. So are there any other questions?
My plan is to put up a better fence and then actually build a shop out back if we can.
Do you have a time frame for those things? I'm just out of
the fence is hopefully going to be this spring.
Okay.
And then hopefully the building would probably be late summer, I'm hoping for anyway.
Okay.
I got a question. Were you cited?
No. It was just a warning, I guess, is what he said it was.
And what was that for?
Just the cars I had out back. Okay. I had a couple scouts sitting out back, so we've moved them. It's all gone.
Okay.
All right. That's what I was going to ask. When it was Scott that was out there then?
Yeah.
How long ago was that?
It was summer, right?
Yeah, it was summertime.
It was summer.
It was in August. This summer.
Was it August?
And it wasn't any. It was just a courtesy letter.
Yeah. That's usually the first step. Gary, do you have any? Do you want to add anything to the? I mean, I don't know that you need to, but
no. I mean, Scott and I had a conversation about it, and he was telling me, play by play of what he was talking to Mort and them about. So, I mean, pretty much what he's saying.
I'm sorry.
They just had a verbal conversation about that piece of property there because it came up, and from what I understand, nobody knew that was even the city's property at some point, right?
Yeah.
Right.
So. Yeah, when we originally put the fence up, we came in and asked, where is it? And the guy told us, just go straight across. It's yours.
Gotcha.
Okay. And that's what we did.
Okay. 25 years ago,
25 plus years ago. And it's,
okay.
Where's the... I'm looking at it from the over. I just see the picture from overhead, where there's. I can't tell how many vehicles are sitting there, and I can't tell where the fence is either. So.
Okay.
Backyard.
I know it does.
On here.
They put a fence from here all the way to the property line.
And this is the area, though. The question: there's already a fence on it.
Yes, they've already put a fence here.
Yeah, that fence has been there for like 25 years or so.
But they don't have like really a way of getting back there.
Well, they've got a drive here and a gate in that fence.
Yeah, but that property goes across that driveway.
So your driveway is on the property?
No, the driveway to the house is on the property. But when the city put the curb in, they actually put us a extra entrance into that piece of property.
Oh, there's a beacon, so you can kind of see. So we're talking about this triangle piece. So the trail's back here. So this property owner, that's Calvin. Mm-hmm. This property owner is Clifford. And then this is them. So it's this property, this triangle property that really, as you can see, kind of just, it doesn't connect anything except for a road because it's an alley.
Mm-hmm. Basically, a platted right of way for the city.
It was there. Yeah. So. Can
I ask you a quick question?
Sure.
Clifford's owned here, correct?
Good.
It says in the petition.
Yes,
I'm going to give you better.
Sides. Yeah, much better.
Ryan, are you good?
Trying to pull it up on here. I'm not getting internet.
Oh, okay.
Excuse me.
So in the petition, it says you own both sides of the property, but Clifford's appeared to.
Yeah, I was just trying to get an idea.
Actually, that property line is about 2 or 3 feet into their driveway. But that driveway's been there for, before I moved in. So as far as I'm concerned, that's theirs. The survey says we own a couple of feet of it. That's been there since long before we moved in. That driveway's been there when the Simmons actually owned it.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah. Well, I was going to say, I did have a conversation with Mr. Clifford after you guys came to Board of Works. And he had asked me about what happened, and so I described everything, and I asked him if typically with a piece of property like this that, that kind of straddles, is on both sides, or has two different property owners on both sides. Usually what we do is we split 50-50 if both residents want 50%. So I asked Mr. Clifford whether he wanted any of this, and he said he didn't. So I don't know if you guys have had any conversations with Mr. Clifford.
My advice on that was, it's actually the law. It's not that we often do it that way. That's what the law says you have to do.
Yes.
So if he's not interested, I would think that he would just sign off. As long as we, in my opinion, as long as we had a waiver on that, that he's signing off and relinquishing that right and saying, I don't even want it, then we could work that in to the vacation.
I don't think we'll have to. That right-of-way was part of the dedicated plat that all of that is in, so there isn't really any interest outside of the property line to Clifford's on that portion of right-of-way. There wouldn't be any underlying rights to that because it was out.
So the plat ends at that triangular
at
area?
Yeah. So everything underneath there.
It's hard for me to tell on this drawing.
I
apologize.
I had to research it too.
Okay.
Yeah, everything underlying.
Well, obviously, two is wrong because I did not research it. I'm asking regularly. Okay, thank you.
Yeah,
thanks. So that takes care of that.
So is this,
I just wanted to make sure.
Right here, or is it back there?
Okay. Any other questions for Mark? Thank you, sir.
Yep.
You can be seated. And so we will now pause the common council meeting and open up the floor for public comment on the vacation request. Or the release of right of way. Yes. Any public comments?
What was the discussion with Board of Works regarding this? Just non.
We discussed the. Well, you can go ahead and talk.
We kind of discussed this situation in it, as far as what we were concerned. After, plus I've tried to draw this thing forever, in that area, and. Now that we actually have a survey of it, and we didn't see much of an issue with it at this point. I know I talked to Nathan a little bit about it. He had concern about getting back to the other properties, but the way this drawing seemed to fit, it wasn't.
You wouldn't be able to get back anywhere anyway.
Yeah, it wasn't really able to get back there. You could with permissions from other property owners, but. At least now, in my opinion, we thought it would become actual property ownership. And they could actually use it for their intended needs. So we felt like it was probably a good thing to have happened to fix an area that needed to be fixed. Because it's been, quite honestly, I've been working there for 25 years trying to work on this specific area, and it's like, I didn't know where else to go when I was searching. I know Brent's probably, his research has been farther than I, but I just felt like, I know at that point in time, it was finally getting fixed.
Mm-hmm. And when you say fixed,
actual property ownership lines, because when you look at the map, it shows, I go by a line of occupation a lot of times. And it's like, that's a bit. It gives me a bit. Now we got something that we can go by and actually somebody owning it versus no man's land.
And by somebody owning it, that generates more tax.
Theoretically. Theoretically, it's going to generate some kind of tax value that is not currently there. It won't be a lot. At least you guys hope it won't be a lot.
Yeah.
But generally speaking, yeah, I mean, right now it's untaxed property because it's city property. Okay, hearing no public comments, we'll close the public hearing and we'll reopen the council meeting. So, do we want to move forward with reading of the ordinance? Yes. Okay, well, do I have a motion to read ordinance 2025-27 by title only?
Okay.
Motion by Ryan.
Second.
Second by Jennifer. Further discussion? All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Please read ordinance 2025-27 by title only. That's okay. You're out of practice, right?
Ordinance 2025-27, vacation of public right-of-way.
So, what is the, obviously we've talked, we've heard from the petitioner and held public comment on that. What's the conversation or comments, or I guess I'll take a motion as well. So, it's up to you guys what you want to do.
I think I've stated mine. I'm not necessarily in favor of it. From the actual vacation of property that we have right of way to, for things that are unforeseen in the future, and the way it's been kept, I guess, for over the last, what you're saying, 20, 30 years or so. Just kind of struggle with that.
Yeah, I guess in my opinion, I mean, I respect Chris's opinion. I know he did an amazing amount of research on this, but this piece of this little triangular thing would be different to me if it had a actual parallel lines going back to somewhere. This here goes to nowhere. I mean, it dies. And there's property owners on both sides and on the back end of that triangle. So I guess, you know, in order to utilize that, we'd have to get permissions from other property owners to have access or the trail or whatever is going to go back there. I guess that's my point is it's a triangle that kind of goes to nowhere, or we don't have access to anything. I guess that's kind of where I'm looking at it as.
I can appreciate that. We've also acquired properties to do other things for similar type situations. Yeah, but I understand what you're saying as well.
It'd be different if it was a parallel thing, like a road vacation, which might have been at some point in time before the river changed directions. Because I've seen maps of where that river used to be, and it's not there now. But how this piece got there, God only knows. And so that was my thing. I wish if it was parallel, I had a different opinion on that, but it's a
triangular that goes to nothing. So that's all I want
to add. Other thoughts? Okay. Can I have a motion of some sort? I'll make a motion to
approve it. Okay. I have a motion by Ryan. Do I have a second?
Second.
Motion by Jennifer. Motion to approve by Ryan, seconded by Jennifer for ordinance 2025-27. Any further discussion? All those in favor, show by the usual sign. Ryan, Tad, Jennifer, and Dan approve. All those opposed? Brent opposes. Passes 4-1. We will move it to second reading at the next meeting. Okay? Thanks, guys. Thanks for coming. Next up is Mr. Gilliam. Come on up.
Howdy.
Hello, sir. Name and organization, please.
Sure. My name is Russ Gilliam. I'm chairman of the Willow County Historical Society. I even have some handouts for you tonight. And my main purpose here is two things. One, if I get them, is...
Thank you.
We'll just pass this down. I got enough for
it. Thank you.
So the purpose of this is signage. And one of my friends who's 86 years old told me these stories of 40 years ago, Columbia City was working on signage. And they had two or three committee meetings, and nothing ever happened. And this is just an example of a few of the people that are outstanding citizens that have come from Whitley County, not even including Jim Banks and Hester Adams and some of these other people that we should recognize. And I brought in to Mayor Daniel on his specifications signs indicating this was the home of Thomas Marshall, governor and vice president. I've yet to see them up anywhere.
There is one up at least on US 30 coming in from Fort Wayne.
Okay. Currently. Well, I haven't seen that. So anyhow, I think I brought you four, right? Three,
Kelly,
four.
Kelly could probably answer that question.
Anyhow,
on the Thomas R. Marshall signs that we put up around the, on the welcome signs. Did we put all four up? Do you remember?
Yes.
I think.
Okay. Okay. I just hadn't seen them.
Yep.
So.
Nope. You're fine.
Anyhow, we have a list of people here that are outstanding people in our community, and plus a lot of neat historic events that have happened here. How many people here know there was this Revolutionary War battle in Whaley County? Raise your hand. How about a 1812 battle, War of 1812 battle in Whaley County? Huh? Okay.
I work with Nathan
Dobie. There you go. Okay, no Civil War battles.
Wait a minute. I'm a county historian also on this board. Yeah.
We have some amazing things that have really occurred in Whaley County, and I think we could make this more visible. When somebody's buzzing down 30 and they just see, you know, hell, you know, Columbia City, yeah, so what? And they got a McDonald's and that's it. But I think by signage, we could put that in a budget for next year, the next couple of years. I think that would really improve the visitors aspect of Columbia City. And I know there's several people in the community that are really pushing that hard. Jennifer Esterline and you're not Lisa, but Jennifer Romano pushes this pretty good and encourages very good. Tourism, and we've talked about that in our museum with networking with Wabash County, Adams County, Noble County, and talk to those people so we can get people to come in and recognize our really historic and unique place in northeastern Indiana. We are planning right now a North Native American Historic Center right now at the museum. This will be probably the beginnings of it this year, and this will be the story of the Native Americans from following the Mastodons down here through the French, and then the white men from the during the Revolutionary War up until they got all sent out west. But anyhow, just signage. Keep that in mind. The next thing, we have the 250th anniversary coming up. We were in Huntington to visit a museum down there, and I talked to one of the people from the mayor's office, and the mayor in Huntington is encouraging flags, the buntings, to put out in front of businesses and homes, and also through the Historical Society, we would like to present possibly a contest in the community for patriotic displays. You know, we have all these fantastic and unbelievable displays for Christmas and also for Halloween, these yards full of thousands of dollars worth of skeletons. But we could have a neat contest in the community celebrating 250th anniversary for that type of a thing for our county and also state and nation. Also, how many people know Mike over there here? Okay.
My brother.
Okay, can't beat that. So Mike and I have talked about this, and they're at the fantastic Christmas choir at the courthouse. We got talking about this. Let's have two, three, maybe four patriotic concerts through the year. First Friday, or maybe on the courthouse square here during the 4th of July or something. And we don't need any money or anything, of course, but just kind of your blessing on that. And Mike and I are working to get more people in the choir and getting our array of songs together. Mike's doing most of it. I'm just kind of out coordinating things. But I think that'd be just a really nice thing for our community for the 250th if we would have a community choir. And Mike is a great guy to work with on that. So anyhow, no money asked, just consideration. And thanks a lot. Hope you all have a great new year coming up, and thank you.
Thanks, Russ. I do know that Columbia City Connect is planning something. I believe it's on Thursday before 4th of July there, so would it be the 2nd of July? I think they're planning to do some kind of a patriotic something downtown.
Great.
And then, of course, we'll have our 3rd of July fireworks at the park, and 4th of July we're opening the time capsule here. I think Judge Rentschler is spearheading a new time capsule on the courthouse square that will be a countywide kind of a thing.
Yeah.
But, yeah, happy to work with you on lots of these different projects, for sure.
Great.
I'm sure council would be happy.
Absolutely.
Great.
I love it, Russ.
We all love living in Willie County. It's a great place, so thank you.
Thanks, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, next up is resolution 2025-28. Do I have a motion to read by title only?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Jennifer, second by Ted. Further discussion? All those in favor should put the usual sign. It is unanimous. Please read resolution 2025-28 by title only.
Resolution 2025-28, an emergency resolution providing for the deletion of appropriations for several departments of the City of Columbia City for the year 2025.
So the state of Indiana let us know about our appropriation, about the approval of our budget and our revenues yesterday, 3 days before the end of the year, of the year in which we're supposed to be starting those appropriations and spending, right? Good news is that the two departments that you see in front of you, which is Parks and Rec, as well as MBH, those two are the only ones that had to do budget cuts because we were very cautious with our budget in 2026, right? So Parks and Rec, what we're doing actually in both of these is we're cutting this year's budget in order to take that cash to fully fund next year's budget. Okay, so Parks and Rec actually is made whole, meaning that the cuts that you see here on this resolution will go into cash. That cash will then fully fund next year's budget, so we're not short. Okay, MBH is a little bit of a different story. I think we had to, we were down, well, you can say better than I am.
172,000.
We had to cut 172,000 from MBH. And so that leaves, what, 63 we're going to have to cut? So the 95 that we have now, we'll turn into cash, go back fully to fund MBH. We'll still have to cut 65, you said?
63.
63,000 from that budget. But we're hoping with cash and other things, we may be able to figure out other places to refund those portions that we're cutting, just so you're aware. So we're playing a little bit of trickery games when it comes to the budget this coming year. But again, good news is typically we'll get the response back from the state, and we got to cut $100,000 or $200,000 from our general fund. That is not the case this coming year, which is good in a lot of ways. So. You have any more to add to that I didn't comment on?
No, I think you got it covered.
Okay. Any questions regarding the resolution? Okay. Do I have a motion to approve resolution 2025-28?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Tad, second by Jennifer. Further discussion? All those in favor show the usual sign. It is unanimous. Thank you. Next up is resolution 2025-29. Do I have a motion to read by title only?
So moved.
Motion by Brent, seconded by Jennifer.
That works.
Okay. further discussion. All those in favor, show with the usual sign. It is unanimous. Please read resolution 2025-29 by title only.
Resolution 2025-29, an emergency resolution providing for the transfer of appropriations for several departments of the City of Columbia City, Indiana, for the year 2025, for the action and passage pursuant to IC 6-1.1-18-6.
Thank you. So this is our annual kind of reappropriation, if you will, to ensure that there's no funds in the hole and that we kind of balance things out. Obviously, the big one in this, we had excess wages for police this year because of the shortage in staff over time. And so we rolled that money in, as well as some excess wage in firefighter. And there's a fair amount there in like FICA and pension and some things like that. So the big things we moved money to was group insurance, $50,000 group insurance. Good news is this year we're ending with some cash in group insurance. So we're putting a little more in there, knowing that you never know what next year's going to look like. That's a kind of a continues over year after year. But the big one you can see there is under fire supplies, and that is all with the perspective that we are getting a new truck next year. It is planned to come in February, March, I think. So we are going to have to do some bonding on that portion, but by taking cash that we have now and paying for the radio systems and the compressor we were supposed to pay for next year and some of those things, it means we don't have to bond for those things. It means we can use those cash and we can cut down on the amount of bond payment that we would have to put out for that. So we're trying to make sure that we get as much stuff of that so we don't have to pay for those things over a 10-year period when they may fail on year one or two. Let's say an axe, for instance, or those kind of pieces of equipment that go on a truck that we don't want to have to pay over 10 years for a bond, right? So long story short is that's really what you see there. I do want to commend our departments and certainly Rosie and Leslie on their work on this. We were able to do the end of year $1,000 bonus for everybody, so we appreciate your support on that. I know the employees have gotten a lot of thank yous for that, and so I'm passing those on to you. Thank you for your support on that. Besides that, that's pretty much everything you see there in a budget or in kind of a nutshell, but I'm happy to answer any questions or Rosie can answer questions that you may have about the reappropriation. Okay? Hearing none, can I have a motion to approve resolution 2025-29?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Ted, second by Dan. Further discussion? All those in favor show the usual sign. It is unanimous. Thank you very much for your support on that. Okay, department reports. Gary?
All right, we've had our four police officers newly hired here this past week or so. They have completed their 40-hour pre-basic, and they have met all requirements to obtain their arrest powers. So they're in uniform, and some of them are out on the road currently. Two are going through the FTO process, which is field training, and the other two will be attending the academy next week, along with Officer Garman, so we'll have three in the academy, and then two back here training on the FTO. And then when they get back from the academy, while they're going through the FTO, we'll have the other guys that should be through the FTO and hopefully work in the road, and then they'll go to the following academy. So got a little bit of a plan, so we got coverage, and it should work out good. Patrol for Presence took place on December 14th at Pages Crossing. That event went well. Everyone seemed to have a great time. We were able to provide many gifts and a party for children, and that was a good time. We had many officers working extra shifts over the past couple weeks for the holidays, driving through the shopping centers, neighborhoods, just being proactive out there on patrol. We made a positive impact, which helped the community stay safe. Special thank you to the fire department for assisting with our new officers on earning their CPR and first aid certificates to be able to attend the academy. So get that done, they should be all ready to go.
Questions of Gary?
Congratulations, very good.
Thanks, sir. Kelly?
I was really hoping the warm-up was going to continue to stick around so we could transition back into leaf pickup, but looks like it's going the other way now. But if you guys hear anything from the public, we are planning on, when the weather straightens back out, getting back into picking up leaves. There's some piles that didn't get picked up, and we'll do the best we can when the weather cooperates. Looks like we got some snow coming tonight, tomorrow, a little bit, so may have to have some guys in taking care of that. One of our salt boxes has been down for a while on the two-ton trucks. It's at W.A. Jones, and talked with them today, and hopefully they can get that back on the road this week. And then we'll probably be taking Santa House back next week, back down to our shop. So I don't know if you had any issues with that, with anything up there.
No, but thanks for letting me know, because I still have to pack it up for the year.
Yeah.
It got put away a little bit early last year, and some stuff got broke, but that happened.
Yeah. Next week, hopefully sometime, we can get it going.
Sounds like a good New Year's Day activity there, Jennifer.
Yeah, it does. Is there still power in there?
I'm assuming there's still power.
I think. I don't know. I haven't talked to Sean about that.
Gary says it is.
Okay. It'd be super if it's, like, able to stay warm in there.
Good?
Yeah, that's it.
Any questions of Kelly?
Just tell Kelly the leaf will pick up. It all comes down to my house.
Yeah.
60 mile an hour wind.
Can you get in the backyard? Back?
I got a Joseph in my yard, and I don't know where it came from.
You sure wasn't wise then.
I wondered why I got there. I seen where that giant Santa Claus got tossed over this last weekend, too.
Where's that?
Yeah, right up at the corner of West Columbia Parkway and East Columbia Parkway. That's a beautiful Santa Claus. But it was like an 8 foot tall. It was solid.
Yeah.
It was half, it was only half there.
And on McGregor's nativity scene down the road for me, little baby Jesus tumbled away.
Oh, no. Yeah. No. That's not good.
We had a few limbs and stuff down we had to take care of.
Yeah.
Pine tree fell down out on Stickler. We got rid of today. But thank goodness there wasn't a lot of leaves on the trees. So with that wind, would have took a lot more down. So.
So what Dan's saying is to the public, if you are missing a Joseph, call Dan Regal. You may have your Joseph.
I will say that the rain did help start to take Santa's house down.
Down?
The ribbons and stuff are out.
Are all yeah. out. They're in Fort Wayne by now, probably. Okay. Thank you. Matt?
We hired a recreation coordinator, Carter Nicholson. He's been helping us out for several years. He worked in maintenance with us throughout high school, and then he was doing the at-night stuff for softball, baseball, and all that, so hopefully there's not going to be that big of a transition there. He starts January 5th. Cookies with Santa was a huge event. We had about 180 to 190 people come through, and Santa was there, Mrs. Claus, and then we, from Animal Grams, we had a 7-month-old reindeer named Evergreen that we had to keep telling everybody she was in training because the little kids wanted to get on her to fly around. So, and we're getting ready for the father-daughter tickets that go on sale this Friday, and then father-daughter dance is February 6th and 7th. Also, I'd like to give a shout out to electric department. I mentioned something to Sean about a safeguard put back at the old baseball concession stand at the old high school proper there, Eagle Park, and they put that up, and it's made a huge difference being able to see back there. So, because I know we've had some vandalism back there over the last few months, and so that was able to hopefully kind of curb that.
Great. Good. Question to the Matt. Thank you. Terry.
Well, all the major projects for the year finished. I did a walk through the old jail with Ed Scott from Emergency Management yesterday to see if we could find radios that might have been purchased with grants so they could be decommissioned and destroyed according to the grant rules. Other than that, that's it.
Questions of Terry. Thank you. Marcia.
Nothing.
RC.
Nothing.
A couple of things for you. First, I forgot to mention it, and I saw Rosie putting the paper away. So, with the budget and everything that we've gotten passed and stuff, just wanted to let you know our official numbers. Our assessed valuation is up $40 million from last year, and our property tax rate is down about 3 cents. So we are now at the lowest property tax rate for the city since 2008, and since 2012, we have basically doubled our assessed valuation. So there's a lot of pros in that. Obviously, I know that some of that also has to do with market factors, but I think there's a lot of really positive things to say. Again, last year, I haven't done the recalculation because I haven't seen everyone's tax rate for this year, for this coming year. But last year, we were in the top 25, meaning the best tax rates for cities in the state of Indiana. I think we were in the top 10 for cities in Indiana. Best tax rates, lowest tax rates, if you will, for cities. And so I would imagine with that drop, we probably will remain in that category. So I think that's a real positive thing in a lot of ways. A couple of other things. Obviously, we're at the end of the year, so we are preparing for next year, working on all kinds of different things. I had coffee today with Representative Judy to just talk about the upcoming session and some of the things that with Senate rollback that we can hopefully tweak to make better for our future revenues, especially on the income tax side, which I think I mentioned maybe at the last meeting. That was really positive. I'm also working with him a little bit on tweaking some of the food and beverage tax stuff because there's some issues between the Department of Revenue and cities and counties that get the food and beverage tax. There's some reporting things and some just things that should be streamlined that are not. So I'm hopeful that we can get some legislation to streamline that to make it better for really both parties.
Is this going to improve the situation with restaurants locally that are not paying?
Yes, that is the hope. So, generally speaking, there's really two issues. One is the reporting factor, which is we actually every month have to go to the DOR, the Department of Revenue at the state, and ask for a report on who has paid and who hasn't. And then there's kind of a, for lack of better words, a self-governing, meaning that, I hate to say this too much, but basically the Department of Revenue says, well, we can't enforce this, and we don't have any of those sales numbers, so we can't enforce it. And so really it should be at the DOR, just like if they don't pay their sales tax, there's penalties and stuff, it should be the same kind of thing. So hopefully we can get some language in one of the bills this year. It's going to be a very fast session. We've already been, it's going to be done before the end of February, and they're not taking a break, and it's going to be so hopefully next week I will be able to get a meeting and get some things in a bill to streamline it, not just for us, but for the whole state. So hopefully. So yes, is the answer to your question.
Is there any chance of better communication from the state about those matters too?
Yes, that is the hope. The hope is that there would be some mandating reporting in those. Instead of them just saying, hey, here's the revenue, have fun. Be like, here's the revenue and here's who it came from and that kind of stuff, rather than them having to ask, hey, can you send me a report, and then get the report and then go line by line. Literally, that's what they're doing. So it's,
and we've sent them, once they send us the list of the revenue, then we go through, because we have a list of all the restaurants that we know of, and send back to them that if we report to them who isn't paying, they'll send those people letters. And I think we got it down to maybe one or two people.
They'll send them letters, but there's nothing, there's really no enforcement.
It's not enforceable.
It's almost an honor system. That's the best way I can describe it, which is
by law, they don't have to pay it?
Huh?
By law, they don't have to pay it?
Well, the thing is that the Department of Revenue, who is the one that actually collects the tax, is not willing to enforce it or doesn't feel like they have the capability to enforce it. I have to have a piece of legislation that tells them they have to enforce it. I
wish they felt that way for my business.
Yeah, I know. Can you imagine that? Mm-hmm. I know. I 100% agree with you. It's just, again, I'm not trying to prolong this issue, but it doesn't make sense when there is a state statute that now has our name and our food and beverage tax on it, and there is a city ordinance that has a food and beverage tax enacted that those two entities can't enforce. We can't enforce because we don't know those numbers. So it'd be like saying, hey, I hope you paid us the right amount of money. The state of Indiana knows their sales data. They get their sales data. So anyways, again, not to beat this dead horse, but that's kind of where we're at. Hopefully we can get that addressed. This coming Friday, let me try that again. A week from this coming Friday is City Awards Banquet Eagle Glen, and you are all invited. Orders, I think 5:30,
yeah,
and dinner at 6. So have a ribbon cutting potentially for Impact X, which is the new, it's the current gym that's, or workout facility that's behind, behind, thank you, Wings, etc., that's moving to their new building. So they have official ribbon cutting on that following Saturday there. That's the 10th. let's see, we are Matt and myself and Chip and Leslie are doing basically the BOT amphitheater interviews with two different firms. We had four respond. Two of them are now heading to interviews. We're going to meet at the park office, talk a little bit at the office, and then walk over to the site and walk the site with them and just make sure we see that their vision kind of aligns with our vision and how they're going to maneuver it and all that kind of stuff. So that is the 12th. Of course, we have board and council on the 13th. But I do want to also put a bug in your ear to remember that the 29th of January and the 30th of January is city retreat. You should have all have that information on your calendar. It is up in South Bend. As mentioned earlier, we will be live streaming the majority of that, if you will. So, or at the very least, recording it. I'm still trying to figure out all the logistics there, but I wanted to just make sure you were aware of that. I will be traveling a lot these first 2 months with the legislature being AIM president, so I will be accessible a lot by this, not as much by the office, just so you're aware of it. I think that's all I got for right now. Dan.
All right, since this is the Board of Works, Happy New Year to everybody. And I'm grateful for all the work our department has to do. And made 2025 a very successful year, in my opinion. And I look forward to 2026. I look forward to working with all you guys again and making Columbia City as good as we can make it. So thank you all, and Happy New Year.
Thanks, Dan. Jennifer.
Happy New Year to everybody also. I want to thank the departments that have helped with Santa's house this year, with the parade this year. It's not an insignificant amount of work to make it happen every year, so thanks to everybody who's involved in that. And then I wanted to mention that the Christmas Lights Awards will be given out in January. Winners will be getting a letter in the mail. Some of them probably don't realize that there's a prize involved. It's an exciting piece of news.
Yes.
We had a great time once again this year driving around. And for anybody who was, curious about this sort of thing, we try not to award serial awards.
Yes.
There's great displays mm-hmm. that would be worthy of winning every year.
Yes.
But we try to mix it up to make it achievable for everybody. And we're pretty excited about
participation.
Yeah. And about ones that we could tell that families work together to do that.
That's awesome. That's great.
You can tell when things aren't perfectly straight or whatever. But
it wasn't professionally done.
And my younger judges are keenly aware of
that.
The kid did that, and I like that.
Okay. Great. Anything else?
Related to that, all the winners have a sign in their yard. That sign belongs to the City of Columbia City. I will be around to pick those up, or if they want to drop it off ahead of time, they're welcome to bring them to dispatch and I'll get them from there.
Great. Or they can bring them with them
Or they can bring them the next
they
come
next here. Council meeting, yep. Okay. Excellent. Great. Thank you, Jennifer.
We try to recycle the signs every year.
Maybe you can put that in your letter.
What's
then
that?
Send them to show up.
I think it's in the letter. After last year.
Okay. Thank you. Tad.
I have nothing.
Brent.
I have nothing.
Ryan.
No, sir.
Last thing I'll say, I forgot to mention my report, is we're going to start the year off with, I think, a presentation on utility rate reviews. So just be prepared for that. Utility rate advisory board met earlier this month. Is that right? I know you weren't there, but was it end of November?
It was in November.
Okay. Anyway, utility rate advisory board has met. They made some recommendations. Baker Tilly will be here that first meeting to kind of go through the new three-year rate review, if you will, and so just be prepared for that. But before then, have a wonderful and happy new year, everybody. We have no press. We have no audience. We'll call the meeting adjourned.